Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is hit by the pitch. Goodman moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Goodman moves to third. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Hitchcock reaches third base with a triple. Vallow scores. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaPon moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. LaPon scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Murray and he is out, Joost applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. White reaches second base with a double. Evers goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 5, Red Sox, 5. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vollmer moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to third. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. LaPon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudson strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Murray reaches second base with a double. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird bunts towards the mound. Hudson catches it and throws to second to double up Murray. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Philly hits a line drive into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla pinch runs for Clyde Vollmer. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla scores. Evers moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White is walked intentionally. Bob Hooper now pitching. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lepon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. Gurnett scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepon scores. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Zerillo moves to second. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zerilla now playing right field. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-4 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.